Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Manenti with your worldwide news update. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a Russian drone with a high explosive warhead struck the protective shell of the Chernobyl nuclear reactor on Friday. AP correspondent Karen Chemas reports.
Footage shared by the State Emergency Service of Ukraine showed the moment of the impact and the damage to the confinement, including interiors of the shell being hosed down with water following the strike. Zelensky wrote on his social media page that the strike damaged the structure and started a fire which has been put out. The International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed the information, saying that their team on site heard an explosion coming from the confinement. The new safe confinement, as it is known, was built in 2016 with European and US assistance to safeguard the remains of the fourth reactor of the power plant, which was destroyed during the Chernobyl disaster in 1986. I'm Karen Chamas.
Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said that he did not have precise information on the alleged incident, but that Russia does not attack nuclear infrastructure, dismissing the accusation as a quote-unquote provocation. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance on Friday urged Europeans to spend more on defense as he arrived for an international security conference in Germany.
Europe is, of course, a very important ally for the United States. We also think it's really important to recognize that in the future, we think Europe is going to have to take a bigger role in its own security.
Ukrainian President Zelensky said on Friday that Europe would unite around Ukraine for its own reasons as European governments fret about the waning U.S. commitment to security on the continent. Germany's defense minister said it had been a mistake by U.S. President Donald Trump to take the bargaining chips of Ukrainian NATO membership and territorial concessions off the table, but said it was fair to expect Europe to take on a greater share of its defense burden. Vance is set to meet Zelensky later in the day. This is VOA News. Hamas says it will release the next group of three Israeli hostages as planned on Saturday. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The move would pave the way toward resolving a major dispute over the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Hamas has threatened to delay the next release of Israeli hostages, accusing Israel of failing to meet its obligations to allow in tents and shelters, among other alleged violations of the truce. Israel has said it will resume fighting Hamas if the hostages are not freed, but did not immediately comment on the statement by the militant group. The announcement by Hamas should allow the ceasefire to continue for now, though its long-term viability remains in doubt. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hamas identified the hostages to be released as Russian-Israeli Alexandra Sasha Truvanov, Argentine-Israeli Ayer Horn, and U.S.-Israeli Sagui Dekelchen. U.S. President Donald Trump unveiled a plan for reciprocal tariffs on U.S. trading partners on Thursday, sparking concerns about trade wars and rising prices. AP correspondent Chris Majerian explains the latest tariffs by the Trump administration.
He describes these as reciprocal tariffs. Essentially, if there's a country that has a tax on American exports to their country, America will put an equivalent tariff on imports from their country. This could have a dramatic effect on American trading partners and really upend a lot of economic trade all over the world. You could see higher prices for consumers with these tariffs and a change in what products are available and how much they cost for consumers, as they are already dealing with a period of inflation that President Trump has promised to stop.
Chris Majerian from the Associated Press. Authorities say an Afghan national has admitted to purposefully driving into a crowd in the German city of Munich. At least 36 people, including a child, were hurt on Thursday when the 24-year-old Afghan, who arrived in Germany as an unaccompanied minor asylum seeker in 2016 and lived in Munich on a work permit, was arrested after driving his Mini Cooper into the back of a labor union demonstration in the Bavarian city on Thursday. Pope Francis has been hospitalized in Rome's Gemelli Polyclinic to continue treatment for bronchitis and undergo tests. Since being diagnosed with bronchitis on February 6, the 88-year-old Pope has continued his activities and seeing audiences indoors at Casa Santa Marta, the Vatican residence where he lives, and made a public appearance on Sunday. Francis has long battled health problems, including long bouts of bronchitis. He uses a walker or cane when moving around his apartment and recently fell twice, hurting his arm and chin. The pontiff will skip several planned public events over the next 3 days, the Vatican said, after he reportedly struggled to speak during one of his meetings in the morning. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Manenti, VOA News.